T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is away today.
Last week, we looked at what the new Congress means for Democrats. And today, we look at the challenges and opportunities for Republicans as the GOP takes control of the House, along with the greater implications for California.
We're going to talk more about it. We're going to bring on our guest in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. We're joined by Tom DelBaccaro. He's former chair of the California Republican Party. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Of course, as you know, my family's been listening to KCBS since 1972 when we moved here. So it's always
great
to be.
We love that, by the way.
Thank you.
How, in your mind, do the dynamics shift for Republicans in the new Congress?
Well, as you know, I wrote a book about called The Divided Era, and the parties are shifting back and forth. It was once 38 years where the Democrats controlled the House, and now it's going back and forth. Because voters are very impatient these days, in addition to feeling divided. And so for Republicans, the next 2 years, sure, they're going to do investigations like the Democrats did, but the Republicans need to provide solutions, or they could just as easily be turned out in 2 years.
One of those investigations that the Republicans are threatening to conduct is the investigations of the Biden administration, his son. Do they run the risk of turning off voters who don't have an appetite for investigating conspiracy theories?
Well, I tell you, they during the campaign, when they didn't focus on positive things and talked about investigations, it's one of the reasons why the red wave didn't develop. So, yes, they're going to do the investigations. On the other hand, but if they don't simultaneously and actually in greater degree provide passage of legislation that they send up to the Senate or to Biden that says, here's a discrete problem, whatever you want it be, the border, crime, inflation, and here is our good solution. If they don't do the positive, then yes, the answer to your question is they will run the risk of just being negative.
Want to get your thoughts more on that lack of a red wave. You gave one reason. What are some of the others?
Well, we are so very divided. We're more gerrymandered than even when I wrote the book. And as a result, the sort of the goalposts have narrowed. The Republicans started with over 200 seats. The Democrats are starting with over 200 seats. And maybe the top of this is only around 230 that a party can get to at this given moment. There's that. Number two, the Democrats, quite frankly, are more loyal voters than Republicans. The Democrats will vote for the D. The Republicans will argue all the way to the ballot box. But this failure to provide a solution, even Mitch McConnell said we were too negative. I wrote a open letter op-ed for a major publication telling Mitch McConnell, then provide solutions. In September, I did that, and he refused to do it. So it's voters want something in every election, and every election is about the future. And okay, you can say what you did. You can say why the other side isn't good. But if you don't provide that solution, that's the problem. That's a problem.
You talk about McConnell. Let's talk about McCarthy a little bit, as he appears to be the speaker-elect. How does he bridge the moderate to conservative divide within the party?
So let me first say it's unprecedented, certainly in the television era, but really in the last 100 years, for us to go from speaker to speaker within a single state. That's something really remarkable that California has back-to-back speakers in that regard. The answer to your question is, like any other solution, and I wrote about this in the divided era, if you have a divided camp, you have to create goals greater than the fight between the two camps. Quite frankly, this advice goes to the Republican Party of California. They should create goals larger than what the moderates might think in the Republican Party and what, for instance, the conservatives might. That's what Reagan did. He had the two sides not looking directly at each other, but looking at higher goals. So that's what McCarthy needs to do. Set goals that are for the benefit of the country and get both sides of Republicans who disagree and, quite frankly, Democrats to look at those higher goals.
I want to ask you about the current speaker now, Nancy Pelosi, a popular villain for Republicans. Everybody needs a good villain, don't they? I mean, who's going to be the one now?
Yeah, you know, quite frankly, whoever's been the head of either side for those going many years back winds up being a villain. You know, we'll have to see. Quite certain over the next 2 years, the Republican battle for the presidency nomination, or the presidential nomination, is going to consume Republicans. We'll see whether they actually get to the other side. But I think that the Biden alone, since this is a presidential year, will be good enough. After that, we'll have to see.
You talk about how remarkable it is to have back-to-back speakers from the same state in California. So how does McCarthy impact California differently than Pelosi, certainly?
Well, he's from the Central Valley. And in history, Henry Clay delivered, other speakers have delivered for their region or their state before they even got there. So now that Kevin's there, this water issue affecting California is a super big deal. They made progress when they had a Republican president and Republicans in Congress. I think for California, the biggest mark Kevin can make is to create some sort of consensus on some part of the water issue, and that would be really lasting.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Our guest today, Tom Del Beccaro, former chair of the California Republican Party. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available on the Odyssey app and at kcbsradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.